Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. The state wants oil and gas companies to have the least effect possible on wildlife in the areas where they work. BP now wants to drill nearly 70 new coal bed methane wells in southwest Colorado. The company just reached an agreement with the state to preserve land so wildlife won't be so disrupted by the drilling. BP has agreed to do things like piping water to wells instead of trucking it back and forth. The company will help set aside land for eagles and migrating deer and elk. In exchange, it will be easier for BP to get approval for those wells. The Nature Conservancy has endorsed the plan. John Holst is the Division of Wildlife's energy liaison in southwest Colorado. He tells Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinoca about one of the steps they'll take under this agreement.
You know, what we've tried to do is look at the migratory patterns, for example, for big game, for deer and elk, and how big game migrate across the San Juan Basin. And within those migratory patterns, we've identified areas where if we preserve those areas, we would preserve that migratory pattern. And so even though there is a significant amount of oil and gas development in the San Juan Basin, there are still areas that big game still use to migrate across the basin for their seasonal migrations. And we've really tried to focus in on the highest priority of those areas where if we conserve them, we feel like we can preserve that migratory movement over time as development proceeds.
So those areas that will be conserved, I mean, who owns that now? Is it just land that's sitting there in private hands and BP would be buying it up?
Well, BP won't be buying it up, and that's, you know, something that we've been we've kind of had to go through some strategy sessions on how we would conserve those, you know, those areas. But it's, you know, it's primarily private lands, and you know, essentially we're going to have a team of folks who are, you know, one of our tasks is to contact willing landowners who might be interested in a conservation easement or a long-term habitat lease to maintain that property as wildlife habitat over time. And if folks are willing, you know, we could either go out and purchase a conservation easement, or if folks were simply wanted to donate a conservation easement, we could get a donation, and they could get the tax benefits from that. But part of the plan itself was actually the planning process, just to figure out what areas are the sort of the key areas to try and preserve in the San Juan Basin.
And how does having this kind of, you know, larger scale agreement help the energy companies get their drilling permits approved?
Well, you know, we're, as the Division of Wildlife right now, we're under a bit of an obligation under the existing state rules to try and consult with oil and gas operators and the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission on individual drilling permits. So as a permit comes in, we talk to the operator and we talk to the landowner about things that they can do to try and minimize and avoid impacts to wildlife. And it's you know, it's a site-specific, you know, a bit of a time-consuming process to do it on a well-by-well basis, as you can imagine. This type of a plan allows us to look at multiple wells on a landscape scale and more or less consult with the operator at a, you know, on, at a single time. So in a sense, to give you an example, it might take us 30 or 40 days to go through and look at an individual site and arrange to meet with an operator and a landowner to try and come up with ways to minimize impacts to wildlife. Whereas, since this plan is done, you know, literally we won't have to do that on the wells covered under the plan.
That's John Holst, the Colorado Division of Wildlife's energy liaison for southwest Colorado. He spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinoca.